This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, August 18th, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Ithi Agnihostru Matholkar.
With us is Becca Beckin-Martin. She's the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
Okay, I didn't know this was a big deal, but everybody male I've talked to has corrected me.
Okay.
There's a Douglas A-26 bomber, which they called Warthogs.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to the Fayetteville Executive Airport tomorrow.
Okay.
Apparently.
Which used to be called Drake Field.
Right.
Okay.
This is the only combat aircraft that flew in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam.
This very
Well, this
craft.
Kind
this
of
kind.
Craft.
Okay.
Yes. And this particular craft has flown all over the place, including in air shows. It was restored 3 or 4 years ago, and it will fly in. This is not an air show. It's an exhibit at Millionaire, which is the fixed base operator at the airport, and that essentially means a glorified gas station or a gas station for airplanes. They call them fixed base because planes used to land and the gas station went to them,
mm-hmm.
and then eventually the gas station stayed put,
yeah,
and they came.
Pilots call them FBOs. That's
right.
How you know you're with the aviation crowd.
Right. Anyway, this Douglas A-26 was built in 1944. It's going to be on exhibit tomorrow from noon to 5, and it's the first of three exhibits hosted by Millionaire. This one pays tribute to Navy, sailors, and veterans. One on September 23rd will pay tribute to the Air Force, and the Army will be showcased on October 21st. And going to see this and the other planes they'll have there tomorrow is free.
I'm totally going.
Okay.
It's cool. And there's all sorts of stuff this weekend. There's a book signing tomorrow with Monty Harris, the author of Bentonville, from 5 to 9 during the third Friday Twilight Walk, and it'll be at the Rogers Historical Museum. And there's an exhibit ending August 20th at the Rogers Historical Museum called What's Cooking, so you can catch that while you're up there.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what else? We have...
Did you say What's Cooking is ending?
It is ending.
Okay.
So you need to catch that while you're in Rogers. The Golden Years of Radio by the Route 66 Playhouse is at 7 o'clock on Saturday at the Rogers Little Theater's Victory Theater. There's a big band concert at 7 on Saturday at Reardon Hall with the Cherry Band, and mm-hmm. it's free. And John Two Hawks is in concert Saturday at the Alma Performing Arts Center at 7:30, and tickets for that are $15 to $20 at 632-2129.
All right. We'll find Ithi at the airport tomorrow.
I'll be there with you.
Becca Beckin-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.